by me. So it is safe. Whether it is service or not, we do not find him, but he is representative, a sadhu, guru. His sanction we shall try to have, whether it is service or something else. The guru or Vaishnava, they are to examine and give their opinion, how many percent serving element is there in my action, and how many percent it is on na bilash karma gyan, etc. They will test, examine, and they will give report that such percent is Krishna consciousness, such percent is this and that, all these things. It is not a hazy thing, it has got scientific position, that they can measure, the scientists of that world. Then also Tulsi bit can be read. Without Shraddha, it will be anything that will be offered out, offensive in this kind. So, Shraddha, by education, care, first you have to create some faith, and then such transaction. Otherwise, if they are ill-treated, the prasad, the tulasi, there will be offense. Not to be little with this thing. Without faith, these transcendental dealings will not be fair. So they must be educated and must have training to deal with how to deal with these things of respectability. That sort of sadha, that is, faith should be created for. And according to the degree of the faith, distribution of tulasi. Prasad, in case of prasad, it is not liberal. And in case of tulasi bij distribution, that should be more considerate and kept within strict high boundary.
Sometimes the devotees, they will put some glass beads in a tulsi neck bead and give them to everyone in the street, thousands. So that will not be good, not recommendable.
A glass bead?
Yes, tulsi beads and then some 1, 2, 3 glass beads mix to make it look nice and then giving to everyone thousands.
That is, and like treasury.
Bodhinanda Prabhu, Panchkana Shastra Sri Krishna, Krishnananda ko pata tabe.
Krishnananda?
Panchkana. ও চেয়েছে অনেকগুলো, কিন্তু পাঁচখানা পাঠিয়ে দিচ্ছে, আর একশো টাকা চাই, একশো টাকা চাই, ওর পোস্ট ফোস্ট ইত্যাদি করতে হবে,
কি করতে হবে,
উনি জিনিসগুলো পোস্ট করে পাঠাবেন তো, একটা পাঠাবেন নিজেদের সাউথ আফ্রিকা না কোথায়,
আমি এগুলি রাখলাম ওই দুই নম্বর
কোন দিক নম্বর।
I'm so old, my hand is trembling, I cannot see, memory is failing, still I write, they go on writing this book. It is very, very strange. Someone is doing work through me, utilizing me. Sanatana Goswami Prabhu also says, what a mean and a insignificant fellow I am, and I am giving the description of so many queens of Krishna, Satyabhama, Rukmini, Jambavati, where they are in the most confidential circle of Krishna, in the harem of Krishna, those ladies, and I am giving description about them. What audacity I have got. But my readers, it is not mine. Someone is forcing me to write all these things. It is coming from some other quarter. I am only the instrument. Otherwise, what audacity I may have that I shall know and write about the character of the distinctive characteristic of those ladies in the harem of Krishna. Is it possible? But someone is forcing me to go on with the pen in a particular way. That is the thing. Who can give himself at the disposal of that transcendental thought or knowledge, they have to be instrumental. And the transcendental truth will come down to explain itself through a particular person. Agent. In that way, the revealed truth comes in that way. Scriptures come in that way. Of course, there is degree. There is possibility of comparative study. But all of them are coming down, controlling the agent. They come through them. That is revealed truth, means that. They are mere instruments. And truth likes to come down from higher to lower through them. That is scripture, that is revealed truth. And that is also gradation of different type, different section, different plane. And there are also comparative studies possible. That is also made by the same truth through some agency. How the gradation is there. Okay?
Surrender Das.
Hare Krishna. To have faith in this, that requires fortune, bhagya. Brahmanda bhamide gano bhagyavan. Ordinary people, they cannot put faith in these tales or stories. Tales, what value they just got? All the abstract thinking, about hallucination. But what is the difference between hallucination and your transcendental statement? One and same. These are all hallucinations. But Janisha Sarvabhudanam Tushyang Jagatthi Samaghi. Ordinary persons find a night and there are some who can see at that degree of light. And as general persons, when they find day, that is night to some people. So some consciousness, they have got recognition of such revealed truth, that this is reality. And what do you say to be real? That is transient. Always changing, dying, evaporating. And ultimately, you also admit that this will all vanish. The whole solar system, the concrete solar system of your thinking, that will go nowhere one day. I also know you also admit that. So there is time, and we have got opportunity to find out some other side where to go and to take our permanent residence. We are in search for that. Just as being afraid of the war of atom bomb, underground rooms are being prepared. So if such fighting begins, then we must enter into underground with elements of some oxygen and food. So when the whole world will vanish, then from before, we are searching for some sight. And we are known, we are given assurance that it is a permanent and very happy sight. And we can trace within you also a portion of that. Atma. We can eliminate the world, then the senses, then the mind, then the wisdom. And above wisdom, there is some light, spark, spark of knowledge, divine spark. And we are told that you are that spark. And you are the spark. The source of a spark is there, above your head. That is the land, that is the soil for you, for which you are meant to live. Yadgatkāno nivartanti taddhāma paramo. A very sweet soil to live on, live in, Krishna said. None will come to push you down from there. No nivartanti. And here, within this circle of material, going up, down, according to action, reaction. Going up and down, dying, dying, dying. Janma, matya, jara, vyadhi. This is concrete. Real intelligence can detect all these defects of this life. Higher prospect, life has got higher prospect, try for that. This is nothing. What is there? What is there? Ahar, nidra, bhaya, maithun. Ahar, to relish the food, to sleep, enjoy the sleep, boy, and then apprehension, always from all sides, that some injury, harm may come to me, in any form. And this boy and the maithun, and to be united with the lady, and the lady with the gentleman. So these are the, such pleasure is to be found in all friendship. That is always is in the animal circle, even in the tree circle, also it is to be found, all these things. But in human species, you can search for your own home, sweet home. So try that. Find out your way and the means how to reach your sweet home. That is permanent swat. Then chit, that is full of consciousness, knowledge, anandam, and that is God is fulfillment. Fulfillment, anandam. Don't want anything else but that fulfillment. You will find that all the necessities you find in yourself, feel in yourself, has got its satisfaction there. The whole self-satisfaction of your inner demand is to be found on the land of Krishna. No higher else. The subtlemost demand in your heart, everything in details, will have its full satisfaction there. Krishna is such. Without him, you are negative. Your nature is a negative one, hankering. Okay?
Nature.
See, yachya goda hai?
Nature yachya.
That is the cause of suicide.
I see.
Nothing in spirituality.
Still, if
only to join a particular association, that does not mean that one is released from all these previous tendencies of mind. Some previous bad tendencies was there, he could not have sufficient tolerance, forbearance, could not put sufficient faith in the dealings of the Lord. That whatever comes to him according to his previous karma, that should be tolerated. And we must go on putting our faith and a prayer towards the Supreme Tattvin Kampan. Whatever adverse circumstances we fall in, we must not back out. But we go on praying, my Lord. My previous karma, the result, is causing sufferance. But you please protect me. Protect me. While continuing in that troublesome mental stage, he will want to lose his balance of mind, must lose his patience. He must go on praying, Lord. This trouble, even a leprosy, even a severe pain due to anything else, that is due to previous karma. And that I must suffer. I don't like that will be taken up to by anyone to distribute that to any other agency. What I incurred, good or bad, I must have suffered that. I won't transfer it to anyone, anybody. Nor I like that the Lord will come and purify them. Why? Why he will come to purify? I shall have to suffer what I already, what has come as the misdeeds of my past life. I shall self-satisfy, Lord. I won't go to smear him with these bad things. Take my all sins, you. All the sins I give to you, this is not well for a pure devotee. He does not like that. That, oh Lord, remove my sins. No. All the sins what I have committed, I shall suffer. Only I want your sweet connection. I may not forget you. And I can satisfy you, I can serve you. And not that you will serve me. Nama vale papa buddhi. I shall take the name and name will purify me and I shall go out committing sin. And take the name and the name will purify my sin. That is offense. We don't ask God to take our sin, to purify our sin. I shall suffer that. But I want the connection. And gradually these limited things will disappear. Mundane things are limited. They will have to disappear. And I with rest in glory, I shall enjoy the atmosphere of the purest devotee. Shuddha bhakti is such. They want only to serve, not no selfish idea, nothing of the kind. Only to satisfy him.
Is Guru Maharaj, there are friends of this person.
I'm party outside that. there is where you study near to that land, is it?
Right on the other side of the bridge. Just on the other side.
This bridge.
Nearby the bridge.
Very nice. One man killed on the spot. The ladies are also disturbed, snatching
molested
the
earrings
and etc.
Yeah.
This way, how the administration, the collective result of our karma. None to be, none to blame. This is direction of Bhagavatam. None to blame. A bad workman quarrels with his tools. As I eat according to this, as my following my sister, stools come. No kind of stool. It is a necessary product of the food. So karma is like stools. As we do, so we harden the environment and the reaction. As we act, reaction similarly comes to us. Individually and sometimes collectively. All like stools, all the results, all the environment. We aren't such environment. So none to be blamed. But everywhere, the grace of Lord to be trusted. In the Iron Age also, in the worst period of our life, but the Lord is there waiting. Waiting to help me. Only we must look after His grace and with sincerity. All sincerity, He is everywhere, waiting. My boy, look at me. Don't make much of the environment external. Dive deep, I am very near to you. you are cast aside, your focus, your consciousness cast aside, outside, make it internal, and you find I am here, make it above. You are looking down to secure your servants and comforts. Looking down, but looking up, up for higher existence than you, you will find me in that plane. Look up, don't look down for inquiry of servants. You become a master, and you are in search for servants. Servants, serving things you are hunting after. But instead, just the opposite, take course of the opposite, become servant and search for your master, your lord. Then you will be taken, uplifted, taken up and higher side. If you like higher side to live in, you will have to serve. And if you like master seat, then you will have to come down in the door, where you can be a master. It is scientific thing. No exaggeration, no imagination. We are always want to serve, or want to enjoy. You can enjoy only those that are of lower position. So mean association is inevitable to you. But prepare for higher service, then you will be able to come in contact with the souls, higher positioned. So, sacrifice. By sacrifice you go up, and by enjoying spirit you will have to go down. So understand what is service, what is exploitation, what is enjoyment, and what is service. Service is pure, and there is also joy, ecstasy, that is a pure type in the service. Just as in earning money by labor, that is good, better than securing money by stealing and dacoity, committing dacoity. That is bad. Rather to labor and to earn and to live on that, it is little better. So, when you accept the creed of slavery to the highest, then that is the best. It is Virodha Alankar. How to become a slave to be the to attain the best position is Makari. To become a slave to attain the highest position, what do you say? It is impossible. But slave to whom? Slave to whom? They have slaved God, to have connection with Him. And to, it is, the Mildon said, or someone, it is better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. But just the opposite. Better to serve in heaven than to reign in hell. That is our. To serve in heaven. Heaven, higher heaven. To serve. Automatically. If to have a higher connection, we must approach him as a small person. And we can boast, I am the Lord. And that must be. Cannot but be a lower idea. It is easy to understand.
Guru Maharaj, what is the difference between being told by a pure Vaishnava to chant Hare Krishna and receiving Harinam from the pure Vaishnava?
What
is the difference between being told by a pure Vaishnava chant Hare Krishna, pure Vaishnava telling you chant Hare Krishna and receiving Harinam?
How we should Krishna is just a great manasa. We shall have in the name of Krishna. We shall adore him in mind. Dikha sticheet, but if he is connected with a noble guru of connection, then we shall bow down to him. Parantivishya. Bhajantamisham susrushaya. If we have any devotee who is without break, continuous in his service, then we shall try to serve him. Continuous serving mode. If we find any devotee towards his Lord, we shall go to serve him. Susrushaya bhajana vigamananamanam. And if we can find by our rare fortune any person who is always deeply engaged in Krishna consciousness, then we shall try in any way to get some favor from him. Mahaprabhu says, wherever you hear the name of Krishna once, you may think that he is within our group, friend. And when you find taking the name of the Lord always, outside he may engage himself in several different type of services, but internally taking the name of, then he will know that is the middle Vaishnava, and try to serve him. And whenever by fortune you can find any devotee coming in contact with him, you will feel Krishna Nam, tendency of Krishna Nam within you. Jahare dekhi de muke, whenever you come across to see such type of devotee, that you will feel within yourself to take the name of Krishna. He is the highest type of devotee. And then, Nam Bhajan.
Mentioned there was some things can be done to remove some of the reaction for this boy taking his life in the next within the next year. Something can be done.
I don't follow what you say.
This boy took his life, so he has to face the reaction for that.
We can do to satisfy Krishna and his devotees praying for him.
I see.
We can do, we can pray, we can offer something for the satisfaction of deity. Whether we have gone anything wrong in us, for which that person was pressed to commit such thing, whether I am a party or I have got little contribution for such a drastic event. We should try to pray to the Lord. please be gracious to that child who came to this holy association. But his fate dragged him away from such holy life, from the possibility of such holy association for the whole life. His soul may be held. We may do our duty in this way. Goodwill for him, prayer to the Lord. And we also, that we must be careful that such things may reach any one of us. So we must not be proud. We learn to be humble and patient and forbearing and conscious of our past deeds. It may not carry us from here to any other place. So we shall try to satisfy the Vaishnava and the Krishna and try to learn modesty, humility. That such a rush of self-dissatisfaction may not arise. Some disappointment led him to commit such wrong thing, disappointment. So good association, that every under any circumstances we may faithful to the Lord, to the creed, to the to Guru, to Vaishnava. Such a spacious and generous conception of Krishna consciousness, all accommodating characteristics of Krishna consciousness, we must try to understand. Come what may, Taruru Vishwaishnuna. I must not give any opposition to anyone, but still any trouble comes from the environment towards me, like a tree I shall have to forbear. Like a tree. The branches are cut up, no water poured into the root. She won't say anything, go on. Taruru Vishwaishnuna. Amanina, because the goal is very highest, long ways maybe. Different planes we have to cross and to reach there. So patience necessary. Forbearance necessary. As valuable the achievement, the requirement should also be of that great, that type, that magnitude. It is not a sweet ball. Krishna consciousness is not a sweet ball that I shall put into the mouth and send this to the stomach. We must be serious in our thought. What we have come for, if we can consider that is the highest destination, then we should be ready to pay for that. Pay for that. Why we should be so much impatient? Impatient. Anything else? If anything has come to hinder me, to oppose me, I shall very mildly and with humility I shall take to disperse all these difficulties on the way. On the way. I shall get a rose, but without thorn. It should be warning to us. We must be careful. Krishna is showing such instances before me to teach me that I may not be impatient. Patiently, carefully, consciously, and with the association of the higher persons, we can only march on, try to make progress. Khulashyadharam hitadurataya, Upanishad says, just like the bridge on the bridge of
grass.
Grass?
No. Razor blade.
Oh, razor.
Khur means by which we trim.
Razor blade.
That is the
razor.
Razor. The razor's fine
edge.
Agrabhag.
Edge.
Oh. Krishadhara Rishita Adurataya. That is very difficult to pass over that. It is like that, Upanishad says. Very sharp, very sharp, we have to pass over. So many subtle things are there. We must be very careful. If we be a little
careless,
then it will cut, and the blood will oozing. So it's all conscious, all alert in our way. If you go this, that side, offense will come to the Vaishnava, to Dham, to duty, all these things, all careful. They are passing over the bridge of the desert with so much care that only inclination this side, that side will punish me, destroy my object. All a lot, very, very careful, very subtle, very soft thing. No room of any complaint from outside we shall create. Our behavior will be such. Only when we shall find that any assault towards the Guru Vaishnava, we may lose balance, even we shall offer just to, so that they may not be insulted. Our patience, maybe that will satisfy the Lord. To see the prestige of my servant, he is sacrificing himself, he will be rewarded highly. And for his own case, there should not be any complaint in this, such way he will try to move. For his personal account, he owns spare a spy, friends. But for the service of the Lord, he would give anything and everything, any amount. For the Guru Vaishnava, for their satisfaction, any amount. For